This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
And away we go! Welcome to Season 16, episode number 3,489. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
Ted, Ted, today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has 10 foods that are not from where you think. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, a Men's Room Shot of the Day, fundable listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click, click.
Drink it, and drunk. All right, here we go. Austrian soldier with a tattoo on his testicle is jailed for 19 months for breaking anti-Nazi laws. Meanwhile, a pastor who turned into a stripper has a desire to be naked, and the movie Titanic was the cause. Engaged woman draws up contracts for bridesmaids to sign in for her wedding day. Arizona town declares wildfire emergency, then approves fireworks for your 4th of July soiree. And a Florida man tells cops after DUI arrest, chill, y'all, I'm just intoxicated. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you, bless you, Mike, for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us. We will spin the category wheel.
I'm on it.
Good work, man.
Timing was right.
I mean, we've been doing this for years, right? You would think you would just nail
first
that.
First time.
Thank you. I know Miles does not normally spin the wheel. Hey. You are on it, my friend.
Got it, man.
All right. We will spin that category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right, because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented Tyler, who thought that the River Thames was a new flavor of potato chip and found a way to answer 14 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Well, of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Be a contestant to play Big Dummy. Call 206-421-ROCK. You can like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Hold the jaws, and away we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3489. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. No head chef in the kitchen today, but we do have a sous chef.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Hawk is stepping in.
Yes, sir.
Food's not bad so far. I will say that. I like the expanded menu a little bit better than the stuff that Ted serves up.
No, yeah, no.
Today, the sous chef brings us 10 foods that are not from where you think. You think certain things are from a certain area. For an example, French toast.
Not from France.
Not from France. French fries.
Hawaiian pizza.
Canada.
It's from Canada.
French dip.
I guess New York.
I guess you'll find out.
Oh, okay. Oh,
10 foods that are not from where you think.
Well, I'm going to be from France.
With the sous chef, Mike Hawk, as you come down and get a big old hot dog.
Hot dog. Of course,
we will play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play.
Would you eat a Mike Hawk dog?
Yeah.
Only because I know you.
Yeah.
If I'm from out of town, probably not.
Has it got chili on it? Chili and cheese?
I'll eat anything with chili and cheese on top.
Yes, we will play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We'll spin a category wheel from there. You're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. So far, our biggest dummy, Tyler. Took him 14 questions to get one right as we now reset the biggest dummy every year that we play the big game. And as we do, we like to do a little men's room poll. Now, the last time that we played Big Dummy, we asked you to camp for a week in a tent somewhere.
All right.
Your options were the base camp at Everest. Is there probably still some hikers up there now? The Australian Outback, Yellowstone National Park, and an African Savannah. Now, what we ask you to do is follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. The poll is up, and here are the results from last week. By far, this was an absolute ass-kicking. Without a doubt, Australian Outback and African Savannah, the least likely place that you want to spend a week in a tent. That only got 5 and 6% of the vote, respectively. 12% of you said, yeah, Everest Base Camp. I'll give that a shot. Overwhelmingly, 77% said Yellowstone National Park. Now, it should be noted, there's only 3 people who work in this building right now.
Mm-hmm.
Last week when we walked out, our IT engineer guy, Chaz, said, hey, I've spent many weeks out in Yellowstone National Park. It's not a big deal. Come back into my desk, get an email that said, do not go camping in Yellowstone National Park. I tried to stay there for 2 nights. There were bears everywhere. There were wolves at night, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it depends on who you ask.
You know, we live in the U.S. We are familiar with Yellowstone Park, and we understand and recognize and are very familiar with the animals that are there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So do you think if we did this poll, say, in Kenya, where they have safaris and everything, do you think Yellowstone would have done as poorly as, say, the...
Based on the idea of the unknown.
Right, because they would be like, yeah, lions can kill you.
I just don't understand.
So can bears, but I'm wondering, like, if you're familiar with lions and all the hyenas and every goddamn thing else that's out there, if they're like... Kind of like us, if you live in the state, you've heard about how to avoid a bear attack and all this kind of stuff. So I'm just wondering if it's just based on the fact that you're familiar. Because if it's a lion or grizzly bear, I don't care.
No bears in Africa, by the way. Not to my knowledge. I've never heard of it. Maybe there is. I've just never heard of it.
I mean,
there's definitely a couple jungle areas.
that could sustain that type of life, but it's going to be hot. It's going to be real, real hot.
You think you've got something like a little tiny bear?
I mean, like the area around Kilimanjaro has somewhat of a tropical forest.
Yeah.
I mean, there's definitely jungles in Africa. I just never heard of a bear in Africa.
Does say the Atlas bear was an extinct population.
Then it's not there anymore. They moved out.
Yeah, okay, even they went to Yellowstone.
Yeah.
Like, it's creepy around
I think if you don't know something, you're more likely to try to avoid it. I don't know what's in the Australian outback.
See, now there's the difference.
I mean, that's why to me it's like it's a no-go, because I know for a fact that I might be playing with a beetle on my hand, and it's the most poisonous beetle in the world. And
you want to put that down.
And I don't even
know. Put down the beetle.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Do not touch that beetle.
Even if it just walks across you to kill you. I mean, you don't even know. I mean, like a common housefly there could take a chunk out of your shoulder.
I think the difference in my mentality is this, right? The things that will kill you in Africa, we're all familiar with it. We've all watched enough nature shows, and there's nothing you can do about it. But Australia, I feel like everything there can kill you.
Yes.
Somehow.
That's it.
Except for the huntsman spider, which is the most terrifying thing there, but it's totally fine.
It doesn't matter. How do you know that? It's not venomous, it doesn't.
I've seen it attack a bird and a mouse.
Right, but it wants nothing to do with us.
All right, well, fair enough.
But that can't be true because they keep walking into people's homes. Mm-hmm. They want to be people's roommates.
So they want to mooch off us, but they don't want to kill us or nothing.
I just don't want to wake up with that thing beside me.
No.
All right, so on our men's room poll today, we're going to talk about money a little bit. And as you know, you spend a lot of money in your lifetime on all kinds of things, from groceries to paying rent to everything else. But there's some things that, you know, maybe you spend a little bit more money on than the average person or is necessary. So today in our men's room poll, it's going to be quite simply this. What would you not want to know how much money you've spent in your lifetime on the following? The first choice is alcohol. Now, to give you an idea, as far as averages are concerned, if you go to the CDC website and they break it down as far as cities in the United States, it costs a lot more money to get a martini in New York City than it does to get one in, say, Savannah, Georgia.
Sure.
Okay? So they break it down based on the cost of alcohol where you live. Now, so for example, we took Seattle from this. How much money do you think that the average Seattleite spends in their lifetime on alcohol, based on the cost of alcohol in our city? Now, these are the most recent updated numbers. Things could have changed, especially with the pandemic. But in their lifetime, what number do you think?
In their lifetime? I have absolutely no idea. I have no idea how to calculate.
It's a big number.
$500,000.
$500,000 is a lot. In Seattle, we spend $90,000.
In a lifetime?
In our lifetime on alcohol. Not the worst number in the world. If you go to Miami, New York, and there was one other city on the list I can't remember, the average is $117,000 in the United States. The average is $80,000 in your lifetime.
Okay.
Now, those are people who just drink a couple drinks a day.
Well, again, it depends where you are. And you know, if I live in Montana and I have a dollar beer, then $80,000 of alcohol in my life is the equivalent to $200,000 anywhere else.
This is not on volume. This is just on cash alone.
Yeah.
But, you know, you just don't want to know that number. I do not want to know how much money I've spent already. The next up is pets. Now, as far as pets are concerned, and this is a general gross number, but for the number of years that the pet is alive, the average amount of money spent is $1,000. Now, you might say to yourself, I didn't spend $1,000.
In the time that it's alive, that's it?
Yeah, $1,000.
Between the vet and
all
the food. The poop
the
bags,
collars,
the leashes,
toys, right. All that stuff, it equates to, and that includes cats. That's dogs and cats.
Huh, that's a lot lower than
$1,000 a year is the average price. So it's just what it equates to.
Okay.
That's how they break down the number. So if you've had pets all your life, if you've had multiple pets, that is in consideration there. A lot of people, you know, I mean, toward the end of a dog or cat's life,
it costs more.
Surgeries are involved. Some other things are involved. So pets is number two. Number three on the list is drugs. Now, what do you think the number is the average American spends on their life on narcotics and illegal drugs? This is illegal drugs. And this is an average.
So
it's a lower than a number than you think, because not everyone is a drug addict or has purchased drugs.
$10,000 maybe?
$16,000.
Oh.
$16,000. Now that accounts.
What do you think we spent then?
I don't want to know. And that's why you would not want to know how much you've spent in your life on that.
I don't know if you know the answer to this question, but so you said the average when they do something like illegal drugs. Is this average based on people that don't, you know, if Mike does not do drugs, right, that are illegal anyway, right? would he be factored into us? So in other words, if you and I drop 10 grand a year, Mike spends nothing. They say, well, the average is 5 grand. Or is it just the people that specifically do illegal narcotics?
No, this is everybody. So Mike has, in fact, gone to a dispensary. All right?
Right.
So for every person out there that does not do drugs, and you do, you're making up for their percentage of money.
So think about that then. So if it's 16 grand is what the average person spends on drugs, that's a complete misnomer, because that is completely a misnomer. The average drug user probably spends about $32,000 a year in or $32,000 in their life on drugs.
And again, a lot of people didn't want to respond to the survey, and that was also noted on that. They don't want to say what drugs they've used, what drugs they've been addicted to for various reasons, from employment to everything else. So some people were more forthcoming than others, but either way, the number they pulled up was $16,000. There's no reason to argue it. We just know for a fact, if you've spent a lot of money on drugs, you probably do not want to know how much money you've spent in your lifetime. And that would include like going to a weed store, Mike, and buying edibles.
Does that count?
Yes, it does.
I mean, because it's legal.
Marijuana, well, it was, but up until the point, it's a lifetime of
Right. Okay.
So until this point, we've kind of, you're right. We have hit that ceiling, but they included it on the overall numbers. And the final category on what you would not want to know how much money you've spent in your life is clothing. Now, they've broken this down into men and women, obviously. The average woman in her lifetime, and this is across the country, so this is not anything that's geographically significant. It's just an average number. The average amount of money a woman spends in her lifetime on just clothes, this does not count purses or any of that stuff, $125,000 in their lifetime. Now, men are not too far behind. We come in at about $98,000. So it's still a pretty significant chunk of money. However, if you're one of those people that like clothes and have a lot of clothes, you're going to spend a lot more. And maybe you have nicer stuff. You buy, you know, like I know you said you bought 2 T-shirts at Target the other day for $6. I know you're a big spender, but other people maybe
I did not buy 2 T-shirts for $6.
$25 on a T-shirt
isn't
unreasonable.
$12 on T-shirts. They were $6 individually.
$6.
I couldn't even believe it, man. My kids were looking for what they're looking for, so I knew I needed socks, right? So I grabbed a pack of like 6 ankle socks.
How much were those? $13, $14.
Like 8.
All right,
I felt stupid. We're checking out. It was less than $20. I'm like, this is awesome.
Maybe you're lower than the $80,000 average.
I don't always only spend $6.
Okay.
<All right. laughs> But
I've seen you drop a dime or two.
Yeah, but I was at Target, and I'm like, God damn, I need to come here more. Yeah. I just tried to avoid Target because I cannot deal with that many people. But I was there early. There's nobody there in the store because my kids are driving me nuts. And then I'm like, I really need to be here more.
So our men's room poll today, what do you not want to know? How much money you've spent in your lifetime? Is it about how much you've spent on alcohol, pets, drugs, or clothes? That is our men's room poll.
What do you pick out of that?
That I don't want to know? You know what? I don't mind knowing how much money I've spent on alcohol. I mean, it'd probably be shocking to me. Drugs, I've enjoyed myself on drugs.
Yeah.
For the most part. I mean, I have had bad experiences like everybody else, but for the most part, I consider that...
it's money well spent.
It is.
I have zero problem knowing that
clothes,
number.
Yeah, I mean, look, you got to have clothes. You don't want to. There's nothing wrong with looking nice and feeling confident every once in a while.
Have you done that?
I might be confident, but just don't look nice. But either way, I had to buy the clothes, right? So I think pets, based on the amount of money that pet sitting cost, based on the amount of money that the surgeries that I've had, two beagles that have passed on have both had both knees replaced. That was not cheap. Not only that, but one dog had chemo for a while because
but
the tumor
was... But don't you specifically get all of your pets from a place called, like, Outcast? I mean, like, every pet that you bring home...
They're all a little slow.
Every pet that you bring home, there's a pre-existing condition. And it's amazing to me. Like, you refuse to just get a pet. Like, most people get a dog. Your dog's a dog. Miles gets a dog, but there's a caveat.
Well, there is
a
caveat.
There's, like, there's a list of things.
Dr. Gomez, my last cat, he was killed on a reservation. He was hit by a car, right? So no one knew the cat. Nobody claimed the cat. The cat was a feral cat. No one knew that either because the cat was out, right?
Right.
Cat had its back run over, so its back was broken, legs were broken, all that stuff. So idiot me, when they bring this thing to the vet, I say, yeah, I didn't know any of this. I'll save the cat. So I paid before I even got the cat for that cat's surgery.
Wait, 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 wait. They don't do like a Carfax on it, like, hey, you should know this cat has been
cat was not
hit
chipped.
By a car.
I knew a cat had been hit by a car, and they were going to do the surgery unless I paid for it or somebody else volunteered to pay for it.
Oh, they Sarah McLachlan your ass.
Oh, of course they did. So, right, but I see
that cat over there? The cat's going to die unless someone adopts it.
And here's what sucks, man. Me and that cat was just absolutely wild, and I had no idea how wild this cat was. I mean, it would crawl up in bed with me and get under the covers and sleep very delicately on my side or with me or whatever. I'd wake up in the morning, he'd look at me and just hiss and swat at me. You know, like he had no problem being around me on his terms. So, you know, and then as time went on, you know, we started to bond a little bit better. Now, granted, he grabbed a hold of my face with his mouth a couple of times because he wasn't real good with his claws. Because he was still a little slow. He could barely walk. His ass hung down. He had to drag himself into his kitty litter. So when he came out of that thing, there was crap everywhere and litter everywhere. Frickin' thing just was I mean, you think normally cats are a little bit more particular about their coat and everything. This is a cat that never cleaned himself. So he stunk like hell. But at the end of it, you know, he started to become a little bit more docile and would sit on my lap. And, you know, there were times he'd still zap me real bad. And, man, when a cat bites you, I'd almost rather him take his claws to me, to be honest with you.
Yes!
Cat mouths are dirty, and he would just lay into me. But at the end of it all, right before he died, he finally had come to peace. And we lived in, like, you know, for, like, those, like, 2 weeks there where the where things
died.
Were really good.
He was nice
up,
for
and
2 weeks.
Everything's looking up. And then that ass, well, I was about to call him about a dumb thing there. That ass died on me. So I was like, well, crap. You know what I mean? And guess what? You got to pay to kill the cat, too.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? Like, when you go in there, I'm like, I got the cat. I didn't go in there with the intention of killing the cat. I went in there with, like, what can we do to help Gomez here?
Put him out of his misery.
Like, oh, my God, his such and such is so low. This cat's, you know, it's right next to whatever, kidney failure or whatever the hell cats always die from. I can't remember what it was.
Is it kidneys or that?
Yeah. It's out there, man. Remember. Cats seem to have the same thing that kills them. I wish I could remember, but I don't. Anyway.
So you paid money to save the cat only to then spend money to put the cat down.
And you got to remember, I'm in a different place. I'm in a waiting room at a vet center up there on Aurora, kind of near the fitness center and the Chick-fil-A. But I'm sitting there. I think it's like blue something. Anyway, I'm sitting there, and they're like, you got to put the cat down. Well, the cat's purring, looking at me, kneading on my legs. You know what I mean? He's friendly now, and then they stick a tube in him, and the next thing I know, he's dead. You know what I mean? So then I called Robin, and I'm like, hey, man, I'm going to be late today. She's like, what happened? I'm like, oh, they had to put Gomez down. She's like, that's so sorry. I'm like, forget it, man. That's not why I'm calling. I'm calling because there's a Chick-fil-A across the street, and I want to know if you want to get a delicious chicken sandwich. I'll bring him in for everybody for lunch because I was trying to get my mind off the fact that, you know what I mean, I just had to go through that crap. So I was like, I'll distract myself with some Chick-fil-A. So, no, that cat was expensive, man. That thing, it would piss me off because it would be like the equivalent of your grandmother who just threw crap out the door to feed a dog that lived for like 29 years.
The dog lived for 17 years, never bought a dog. Whenever she cooked, like, she opened the back door, threw it outside, and the dog, King, it was a collie, sweetest dog, happiest dog, healthiest, lived forever.
And here I am doing all this crap, like buying expensive food and, you know.
That dog ate spaghetti.
CBD oil in there to kill the pain.
My grandmother's dog ate spaghetti, ice cream, green beans, mashed potatoes. I mean, you name it.
I just want a normal pet.
It's up to you, man.
A normal pet. That's it. All right, the game is up. Big Dummy 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW. The men's room is in progress.
Beers and shots. That's going down Saturday at 1 o'clock down at the Elysian Tap Room in Georgetown. Men's room partying with Elysian Brewing and Washington State Department of Health for beers and shots. Here's what we've got.
Because when you think health, you think the men's room.
We've got 150 shots. If you do not have an appointment and you would like to get vaccinated, show up at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We'll sign you up to get your shot. And then after that, you get a free beer. You get a men's room original red. If you want to get a draft in the tap room, you can do that. They got all kinds of beers in there. Than the men's room red, and if you want to say, hey,
but don't order those.
Yeah, exactly. I just want to take a can of beer home with me and drink it later on. They'll let you do that too. They have all three shots available.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the one time Johnson & Johnson, the Pfizer first shot, and the Moderna first shot. Again, the 150 first people to show up.
I used to be known actually as one time Johnson.
One time Johnson.
Yeah.
One time Johnson. How about 1 minute Johnson? Visit KISW.com for more details. Beers and shots going down Saturday at 1 at the Elysian Tap Room. All right, the game is Big Dummy 206-421 Rock, who is our first contestant ready to play the big game.
Before we get to the contestant, I'm going to read one text that came in.
Oh,
and this
no.
relates. No,
not
this,
that one.
No, not that one. This one relates to today's poll. And it goes back to yesterday's show, actually. It says, "Ola gents, this message is tied into my text yesterday about listening to your show at the Monroe Minimum Security Prison. Now, I was sent there due to drug-related crimes and had to take a drug and alcohol class as part of my sentence. We had an entire three-hour class dedicated to figuring out how much money your addiction cost. This included how much you actually spent on the drugs. I broke it down, and I came up with $225,000 over 2.5 years, and they had damn Percocets are not cheap."
Wow.
That is...
Man, that's a lot of cash.
Yeah. Keep in mind, he figures in to the average of $16,000.
Jesus.
Yeah.
All right, the game is Big Dummy, 206-421 Rock.
Wish I knew you then.
Dummy!
Hello, Sean. Welcome to the men's room.
Sean, are you there? Sean is not there.
We'll get back to Sean. Boy, that's an amazing start, isn't it? I feel great. Hello, Orpheus. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola. Hello there, Orpheus. Are you sober or not sober today?
Not sober, my dude.
All right, Orpheus. Welcome to the show. Okay, our men's room poll. What would you want not want to know how much money you spent on in your lifetime? Either alcohol, pets, drugs, or clothes?
Honestly, like alcohol. I know how much I spend on my dogs, and it's way too much.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, I feel like alcohol is the one you'd keep the least track of.
Yeah.
Right? Because when you buy drugs, you generally have a set amount of money that you've already set. You know what you're spending per drug purchase. With clothes,
yeah,
you look at the receipt. But, I mean, with alcohol, you just pay a tab, I throw some extra in there, and I'm out of the bar. I don't give it a second thought.
Exactly. And, I mean, like, the liquor tax is so high in this state that it's kind of silly. Like, we should occasionally go down to just Portland just to pick up some booze.
Look, I don't mind paying the high liquor tax. If I did, I would drink less, and I don't. So, obviously, I'm okay with it.
It's got to be very cost-effective now with the gasoline prices over $4 a gallon. We'll drive somewhere.
I mean, you know, it happens.
Yeah.
All right, here is your question. Who wrote The Scarlet Letter?
Is that Jane Austen?
Edgar Allan Poe?
No. It's funny, because everyone's familiar with the book, whether you've read it or not, you've heard of it. Nathaniel Hawthorne.
All right.
I don't feel bad.
Sure, I'm not sure that I've read that book. Maybe I have.
We did not have to...
Might have been required reading.
Maybe we did have... Either way, I didn't read it. It may have been required. I don't know.
I haven't read it. I just didn't want to pass it. So.
All right, I appreciate
Thank
that.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. All right, here's your question. Hydraulics is the study of what?
Propulsion?
Combustion?
Fluids.
Yeah. Well, I was way off.
But you didn't pass. All right there, Orpheus. Here is your question. What is the name of the ocean announced this week as the world's fifth ocean?
Announced this week?
This week.
Yeah.
They officially
like
said,
a new...
Yeah, well, they said, look, it's the same body of water, but we've officially put up these boundaries to say that this part of the ocean is now officially this fifth
ocean.
It's
based on currents, basically. So the currents.
I'm embarrassed that I don't know this, since oceans are kind of my thing. But I guess I'm just going to throw out Pacific Ocean. I don't know.
How are oceans kind of your thing? What do you mean when you make that statement?
Ocean creatures are my thing.
Ocean creatures. Would you like to know the name of this new fifth ocean?
I totally would, yeah.
I'm not going to tell you. Next question.
Son of a bee. Why?
I'll tell you. I will tell you before you hang up. You just have to wait now. Because oceans are kind of your thing. So, and I'm a cruel person. I'm discovering this about myself right now. All right, Orpheus, your question. What instrument does Sting play?
Guitar.
He plays the bass.
Yes, he plays the bass.
I figured it was one or the other. I can't stand this music, so.
We'll let him know. Hey, Sting. He knows who you are. He hates your music, so he couldn't figure it out. All right. On what river is Washington, D.C. located? Your nation's capital. The seat of democracy.
Man, I am doing awful today. Honestly, I don't know.
That'd be the Patty Mac.
If you talk to Will Smith, it's the Patty Mac, but only when you're giving a speech in Washington, D.C. in front of an audience. Everyone else on this planet knows it as the Potomac. The Potomac.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm.
So, freshwater species aren't your thing?
It depends on the freshwater species, gotcha. But no.
Okay. Let's be clear. The Potomac River, it does not have salt in it, but I do not know if I would call that fresh water.
It's not the worst.
It's not.
It's not the worst.
It's not the worst. No, it is not. All right, here's your question. On Saturday Night Live, what country did the Coneheads claim to be from? It's in Europe.
I've never watched Saturday Night Live, so let's say Italy.
You've never watched Saturday Night Live?
I have not.
They are from France, aren't they?
Yes, it is in fact France.
Question number 7, Orpheus. Ooh, you're doing well.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is fantastic.
This is the worst day of my life. All right, hit me.
All right, here's the question.
Metaphorically.
What is the heating element in an easy bake oven?
What is the heating?
What's that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I've never considered it because I'm old, but.
You never had an easy bake oven when you were a kid?
No, man. We were poor. so.
We didn't have a microwave.
We did have a microwave, but I don't know.
It's a light bulb.
A light bulb, yes.
Oh. I was trying to go way more scientific on that than I needed to.
Yeah, bro, the Easy Bake Oven is for like little
kids. You can make cookies in there and stuff like that.
Yeah, so you can make cookies if you don't mind.
I'm familiar with the concept. I just never had one, so.
It took a little bit longer because to cook my light bulb.
Yes. Cook my light bulb. Here's your question. The sclera is what part of the eye?
I would guess that is the pupil.
I'll say the lash.
Kind of a bitch. Sorry.
It is the whites of your eye. However, if you were Michael Jordan calling in, I would have accepted the yellow of your eye.
That's just tequila, Steve.
Why are his eyes so yellow? They're tequila. Always yellow. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, they're always, always, always yellow. All right, dear, what question are we on?
We're on question number 9.
Wow, question number 9 for you.
This is embarrassing.
Oh, don't be embarrassed, you big idiot. Era, period, or epoch? Which is the longest length of time?
Could you repeat the options?
Era, period, or epoch?
I believe that is epoch.
I'll say era.
It is, in fact, era.
Question 10, Orpheus.
Don't worry, Orpheus. Look, I guess epoch as well. It sounds more important.
I thought it was era, but then I was like, maybe I'm overthinking this, and then I overthink myself back. And
sounds like a new character now that Lucas has taken over the Star Wars franchise again.
What's that?
Oh, the Ewoks.
The Ewoks.
They're fuzzy like the Ewoks, but different.
What do you think an Ewok would taste like? Because for that whole movie, I'm like, I'm going to spear one.
It probably tastes like Chaka from Land of the Lost.
Chaka was delicious. All right, we have another ocean question for you, since oceans are kind of your thing.
Hello. Hold on.
What is happening?
What is going on? Hello?
Hello? Hello, 1 second. I'm trying to figure out. My phone went weird for a second.
What do you mean it went weird? I don't think it sounds weird here to you. I mean, we can still hear you. You can still hear us. What do people say when they say?
I don't know.
I mean, everyone.
Hello. Sorry. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
We've been able to hear you the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry. My phone.
We don't care.
My headphones died, so.
No, it's all good, man. All we need is the audible communication. We're money. Yeah. We're all good. All right. Your question. And again, oceans are kind of your thing. This is not about creatures, but what is a calm ocean region near the equator called?
A calm... I have no idea.
I don't know. Deadpool?
The doldrums.
Doldrums.
That's what the doldrums are. When you hear about the doldrums, those are the doldrums.
Question number 11, Orpheus.
Wow, question number 11.
We might have a brand new biggest W.
I mean, no, but makes you...
Right out of the gate.
Dude, if it makes you feel any better...
What happens when you drink cheap vodka all morning?
Sure, yeah. That's what I tell the cops. Doesn't work in my favor all the time. All right, here's your question. This is multiple choice. It is local. The question. It is illegal to display a hypnotized person in a store window in which Washington town? Everett, Seattle, Tacoma, or Olympia?
I'm
going to
guess Everett.
Oh, my God. You finally got one right.
Orpheus, cow. by the way.
Jeez.
Oh, he just phone-donged, so I'm not going to tell him the name of the ocean. Okay.
Oh, no.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421 Rock.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Peyton. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Peyton, are you sober or not sober?
Totally sober. At work.
All right, Peyton, welcome to the show. Our men's room poll there, Peyton. What would you not want to know how much money you've spent on in your lifetime? Alcohol, pets, drugs, or clothes?
Probably clothes at this rate.
Are you a fashionable man?
I mean, not really. I buy a lot of clothes that I honestly don't end up wearing.
All right. What is your prized possession? What is your favorite article of clothing?
Man, I don't know. I got a bunch of tour shirts that I really take care of and stuff.
That's cool. That's very cool.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
All right. By the way, people are saying, as far as what Ewoks would probably taste like, they say similar to a Wookiee, but a little less chewy. Somebody else says Ewoks would taste like bears.
A little less chewy.
Yes.
Well played, sir. Well played.
All right, Peyton, question number one for you. In 1647, Lord Oliver Cromwell banned which holiday in Britain? Christmas, Easter, or Halloween?
Halloween.
I'll say Christmas.
Christmas. Lord Oliver Cromwell, the original
Halloween
Grinch.
Would be too obvious.
That's why I put it in there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're making fun of Peyton. I see what you're doing.
No.
Like you're talking to me, but insulting Peyton's
guest. This is why
I
would get this right in class and you wouldn't.
All right, your question. Late last month, what country became only the second country to successfully land a rover on Mars?
China.
You got it.
Good job.
Thank you, boys.
Take care, man.
Game is big. Says, tell us the ocean thrill. It's driving me nuts. The question
was... It used to be the Antarctic.
Don't tell them. Back in the day,
it's had two previous names.
So I knew the Antarctic.
It was the Antarctic at one point.
And what was it before that?
It was the, oh, God, something else with an A. It is...
What, Arctic? No, Antarctic is down south.
It is the Austral?
Oh, Austral Ocean.
Austral Ocean.
That's right. Not the answer to the question. The question was, what is the name of the ocean announced this week as the world's fifth ocean?
used to be the Antarctic Ocean. It used to be the Austral Ocean, but that's not it. We'll get to that later.
Okay.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hola! Hola.
Ryan, are you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Not Sober.
Not doing it. All right. Ryan, what would you not want to know how much money you spent on in your lifetime? Alcohol, pets, drugs, or clothes?
Well, as someone that's been budgeting because of the pandemic and not bought alcohol this year, alcohol, because I know how much I spent and I'm not happy with it.
What? How much did you spend?
I was spending close to $600 a month.
A month? What were you buying? Let me do the quick math in my head here, though. All right, I'm probably not that high, but I'm going to guess I'm probably around $300 or $400 a month, easily.
What were you buying? What was your spirit of choice?
I bought a lot of Men's Room, a lot of Bud Light, and a lot of whiskey.
Okay.
Right. I knew whiskey was going to figure in because in my cost estimates of my alcohol intake, whiskey is a real quick curve upward, man.
Oh, yeah. It's by far, especially that Screwball whiskey.
But it's so good, man. And here's the thing, though, with whiskey. If you buy cheap whiskey, it tastes like and affects you like cheap whiskey. Like, there's a price point.
It seems like most people who drink whiskey, if they're into whiskey, it's not that they don't have their normal brand that's their day-to-day drinker.
Right.
They always buy two or three bottles, at least, of some really high-end stuff for special occasions.
Our guy VD like here, all right? So I don't know if he's a whiskey connoisseur, but a massive fan of whiskey, knows what he's talking about. And you're right. Anytime he stops, it's like Total Wine or whatever, mm-hmm. though. It's never a bottle of whiskey.
It's like, about three or four because there's just one rare one that was pulled out of a barrel that they found at the bottom of the Titanic was eaten by a chipmunk.
And it doesn't go bad. It's just waiting for you to have an occasion to drink it.
Well, the occasion is that I own it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ryan, here is your question. What is a zucchini called in the United Kingdom?
Oh, it's not going to be that simple, but I'm going to say cucumber.
I'll say kumquat.
Sex store. Not say courgette.
Courgette. Extra value is what you get.
All right, Ryan, your question. Football player Joe Green helped what team win four Super Bowls?
Along with Rocky Blyer. Jack Hammond, Jack Lambert, and Benny Cunningham, and Rocky frickin' Blyer. Can't forget Mel Blunt.
My actual birth, I'm going to say San Francisco 49ers.
I see what you did. You went for a team that had a streak of four.
Yeah.
In this case, if I had said Mean Joe Green, would that have helped?
No.
Okay, Pittsburgh Steelers.
I was trying to think of the teams that had the highest count of championships. So
yeah, that's
what I was saying, Fran.
That's not a bad guess.
All right, the question still in the world of sports. In the game of soccer, how many yellow cards result in a red card?
One sport I don't watch particularly. Five.
They wish.
Two.
It'd be a much bigger game than I get.
Mm-hmm. It's equivalent of a technical.
All right, here is your question. Multiple choice. A 79-year-old woman in Los Angeles, she was busted embezzling $835,000 from her workplace to support her gambling habit. Now, she could face 40 years in jail. The question is, what is her profession? The church bookkeeper? A financial director for the Board of Education? A nun or an elementary school teacher?
I wanted to be the elementary school teacher, but I'm gonna say, just because it's funny, a nun.
It's funny and true, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. More Big Dummy coming up, 206-421 Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.